We, as student leaders and members of student-run organizations, recognize the urgent need for community solidarity in the face of recent immigration raids, attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, and safe spaces on our campus and the world around us.
As students, we share feelings of fear, uncertainty, and vulnerability during these times. As our identities, histories, and families continue to be under attack, we have chosen to take action and refuse anticipatory obedience.
Our clubs and organizations stand united as safe havens for all students navigating these challenging times. We commit ourselves to utilizing our collective platforms to amplify this message, offer community support, and mobilize for a call to action. Together, we remain focused in our efforts to protect and uplift communities in need.
For more resources, feel free to contact the Student Association office or reach out to any of the clubs and organizations listed on our Instagram page.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Not stuck in traffic, not the hour of pop hour. It is 8:02 on Monday, April 14th. This is DJ Nuss for Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, coming to you live from the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio, only 90.9 FM, keeping it locked. SUNY Oneonta, we have 18 days of classes left. 18. Wait, is that correct? 5, 5, 5, 6. No, I'm wrong. 17 days of classes. That's even better, right? One less, 17 days, getting ready for the party at the end of the semester here. So, it looks like the weather this week is going to be a little bit better than it was last week. Spring may be here. Maybe she has sprung. We shall see what slinky action we got going on as the week goes through. Going to start with a little Godfather theme this morning. Wake y'all up. We got B-52s there. Wild Planet, own private Idaho. We started with the Godfather theme waltz here, 8:10 on Monday morning, April 14th. 17 days of school left. Pretty excited. Here, I'll be rolling this radio show, though, past the date of schooling. I'll be up here in the summer spinning albums. So this is Nonstop in the Rock here up at Wone 90.9 FM. Gonna listen to some Metal Gods, Judas Priest from the album British Steel.
Tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
MCA.
And me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey in a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's license on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without no bot key. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot. The beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl. I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said howdy. He said hi.
Yeah, hold it now. Hold it. Little Paul Revere there, Beastie Boys, from their first album, A License to Ill. What an incredible album. I tell you, the first four. Hello Nasty is amazing, too. But the first four albums are so good. Yeah, they're every single one of them. Every single one of them. Incredible. Front to back. All right, 8:19 here, rocking on Monday, April 14th. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you had a good weekend. We had Vinylthon up here. I was not part of it. I had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We had a pretty fun gig on Saturday night, and had to take a little road trip yesterday to Bath, New York, to drop my son off to his grandparents' house. And on the way back, I stopped in Binghamton and went to Robot City, which is a really cool 80s arcade. And game store there, if you're ever driving through. It's on Clinton Street in Binghamton. I highly recommend. Great family fun. And a really, 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 really cool joint. Cool. We're going to listen to some Tom Petty. Tom's another artist where it's like every song he released was, like, good. So I associate many of his tunes, especially the stuff from the 80s, with the video that it popped up with, which a lot of us, I think, from the 80s and 90s, when videos were a thing, I mean, I guess they still are, but really, all the 80s and the 90s were, like, huge on that, so I think we associate hearing the songs with the actual video. And this video was just, with the Alice in Wonderland theme, was just incredible. Don't Come Around Here No More.
floor. Train arrived 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down the line.
Little mystery train there, Elvis. That was probably like 1955, 56, I'm guessing. I have to go back and look at the date on that. I think it was 55. Mystery Train, amazing. If you ever get a chance to go to Sun Studios down in Memphis, you should go check it out. You should also check out Graceland. It's incredible. If you're down there, go. Go, go, go. Here's the joke of the day. You ready? It's a really, really, really bad one. Why was the broom late for work? Why was the broom late for work? Hopefully you're not late for work today, because it meant you did this. But, stretching out here still in the morning, Monday. I actually kind of like Mondays. I feel well rested after Sunday. So some people don't like Monday because it's the beginning of the week, but my life's awesome. So every day is amazing, and I don't really care what day it is. Every day makes me happy. Now we're going to listen to some Charles Mingus with Max Roach and Duke Ellington. This is one of my favorite albums in the jazz genre here, and one of my favorite tunes. This is a killer, killer, killer rendition of the classic song Caravan off the album Money Jungle.
If you can just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
Have you ever been experienced? Jimi Hendrix. That is one of the greatest debut albums of all time. Are you experienced? Probably the best. Up there with like Appetite for Destruction. That's a good one too. But there's some great debut albums, but I mean that one's just crazy. It is just loaded with amazing stuff. And I love that tune. I think it's the last song on the actual album itself. Anyways, Jimmy. Before that, we had Money Jungle, Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, Max Roach with their incredible version of Caravan. Duke is getting down and dirty on that one. Joke of the day was this. Why was the broom late to work? Well, the answer is obvious, everybody. It overswept. Once again, I apologize, or do I, for those jokes? I don't know. I think they're funny. I love dad jokes. Good dad joke. It puts me in a good, good, good mood. We're going to continue on our Bach quest here. This is the Prelude and Fugue in F major from the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier, played by the great Glenn Gould. It's short. It's fast. It's here. WONY 90.9 FM, keeping it locked.
Thank you.
little Snowblind there, Sabbath from Volume 4. That might be my favorite Sabbath. Although, I don't know, Master Reality is pretty awesome, too. It's a tie. I love it. The album cover is just amazing. On this, the version that I bought from the store, it's got a little sticker on it that says, "It all started with Sabbath," which I think is amazing. I'll post it on my Instagram so you can see the awesome sticker. It's really funny. Somebody just like hand wrote it in on this little green circle sticker. I think I got it from the Vinyl Vault downtown. It looks like that guy's stuff, but maybe not. I paid $25 for it. Was it worth it? Original pressing? Yeah, of course it was worth it. It's amazing. And the record's in really good shape. So we got, 8:48 here. I'm going to play two more tunes for you. Don't Worry, Baby. Beach Boys, Endless Summer. So good. Brian Wilson, all the Wilsons, all the Beach Boys. So good when they were in their prime. Something in the Way off of Nevermind, their sophomore album, and it was incredible. Remember when that came out? Some of you do, some of you don't. Well, it changed the world, that's for sure. We are at the end of episode 33 here. What's in Your Pocket with DJ Manos for Mark II in the basement of Hunt Union Home and Red Dragon Radio, studio on a campus, 90.9 FM, keeping it locked. I'll see you tomorrow for Taco Tuesday in episode 34. Once again, if you have any requests, hit me up, yo, Buttercups. Would love to have you come on the show, too. I'm going to end this with a song that everybody should hear because it's in the rotation called Economy by Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
Radio Rebel.
No, I'm Radio Rebel.
I'm Radio Rebel.
No, I'm Radio Rebel.
We're all Radio Rebel.
And you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM.
A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence,